The American burying beetle is one of nature's most efficient scavengers, breaking down dead animals and recycling their nutrients back into the environment. The beetle has some unusual habits, and a group of dedicated supporters who are working to restore this critically endangered species. On a dark summer night, a couple finds a dead body in a field. They remove the bones and bury it. Later, they will use the remains to feed their young. It may sound like a bizarre horror story, but it's just business as usual for Nycrophorus americanus, the American burying beetle. Bob Mers of the St. Louis Zoo in Missouri is one of the beetle's biggest fans. He says these thumb-sized black, red, and orange insects can fly almost 5 kilometers in a single night, looking for small dead animals or birds. When they find one, they fight over it. The winning male and female claim the body and move it to a safer place.
And how they move it is they will lay on their backs underneath the carcass and use their legs to push it kind of over them. And so they create this little conveyor belt, basically, of like, you know, 12 little beetle legs that kind of move the carcass to a site.
There, the beetles dig a hole, sometimes as much as a meter deep under the body, concealing it in the subterranean chamber. They remove the animal's bones, hair, feathers, or fur, and spray the carcass with preservative secretions, forming a kind of gooey meatball. Then the beetles mate. The female lays her eggs on or near the carcass, and in just 2 or 3 days, they hatch.
This is where it gets kind of cool. The beetles will stay with their young and raise them.
When it's feeding time, the adults make a noise by rubbing their flight wings against their hard upper shell. That's the sound of a female beetle, recorded in the lab.
That noise then calls their larvae, which are these tiny white little puffy worm-like looking things. It calls them over, then the larvae will sit up and beg for food.
Something like baby birds.
And the parents will then tear off pieces of meat and regurgitate them back into the mouths of their young. And they are cute. For a beetle grub, they are cute. They really are.
And important to the ecosystem. Once they've matured into adults, the beetles will repeat the cycle, breaking down more carcasses to feed a new generation of young. 100 years ago, the American burying beetle was common across North America. Today, it's down to a handful of small populations, inhabiting less than 10% of the species' historic range. No one knows for sure what caused the beetle's decline. Theories include pesticides, light pollution, a decrease in appropriately sized prey, and the most likely culprit, habitat loss and fragmentation.
Here's trap number one.
Bob Mers and his team from the St. Louis Zoo have been looking for the beetle in Missouri since 2004. Every year, they set out pitfall traps, 2-liter plastic buckets buried in the soil, with pieces of slightly rotten chicken for bait. Dan Koch works on beetle recovery efforts for the zoo. He says the field surveys can be a pretty smelly business.
The maggots still get in there and lay eggs, so you'll have chicken that really is just a goo of maggots. It's not even chicken anymore by the time you pull up the traps.
They haven't found the American burying beetle in Missouri, but they have successfully raised more than 5,000 of them at the zoo. Retired attorney Kay Thurman volunteers on the project, helping to feed the beetles. She says it's gratifying to be able to work hands-on with an endangered species.
It isn't like I can go out and feed a cheetah or save a cheetah, but this is really an opportunity for a volunteer to get in here and work directly with individual animals that we're trying to propagate and even preserve here at the zoo.
Some of those beetles have been released in the Midwestern state of Ohio to try to reestablish a population there. Other captive-reared beetles have been reintroduced on the island of Nantucket, off the northeastern U.S. coast. And now, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service is considering proposals to try to reestablish more populations in other areas, including in Missouri. Those reintroduction plans haven't been finalized yet. Bob Murr says in the meantime, he and his team will just keep doing their part to bring this endangered beetle back. For VOA News, I'm Veronique LaCapra in St. Louis.